2. The Master Key.
You have stated, Dr. Hill, that thinking is the major factor in attaining riches, and perhaps you have heard about the two men talking on this subject. Said the first, "When I was 20, I made up my mind to get rich." But, protested the second, "You never did get rich." "No," said the first, "by the time I was 21, I decided that it was easier to change my mind."
Well, that is the way too many people go. They want an easy way to riches, you know, but they don't expect to give anything in return for it.
A sure way to riches.
What most people want to know right at this point, Dr. Hill, is this. Do you have a sure way to riches?
Yes, indeed I do. If I didn't, I wouldn't be on this program.
Well, good. Now, what is it called? How does it work? And how can we all get some of it?
Well, it is called the Master Key to Riches, and it works just as surely and just as scientifically as the law of growth in the vegetable world. Those who possess and use this key may attain all of the riches of this life they can possibly use, but by no other means may riches be attained and retained.
That is an amazing statement, Dr. Hill. It certainly sounds like something that every person should know about. Now, will you tell us more?
Well, this master key is an ingenious device. It opens the door to sound health. It opens the door to love and romance. It opens the door to enduring friendship by revealing traits of personality and character that make enduring friends. It reveals the method by which every adversity, every failure, every disappointment, every mistaken error of judgment, and every defeat may be transmuted into riches of priceless value. And it rekindles the dead hopes of all who possess it through the state of mind known as faith. It lifts humble men into positions of power, fame, and fortune. It turns back the hands of time and renews the spirit of youth for those who have grown old too soon. It provides the method by which you may take full and complete possession of your own mind, thus giving unchallenged control over the emotions of the heart and the power of thinking. It bridges the deficiencies of inadequate formal schooling and puts one substantially on the same plane of opportunity that is enjoyed by those who have a